Our lesson today comes from Mark chapter 4 as we continue in the chapter with verses 35 through 41. Hear God's word. Late that day, Jesus said to them, "Let's grow across to the other side." They took him in the boat as he was. Other boats came along, and a huge storm came up. Waves poured into the boat, threatening to sink it. And Jesus was in the stern, head on a pillow, sleeping. They roused him, saying, "Teacher, is it nothing to you that we're going down?" And awake now, he told the wind to pipe down and said to the sea, "Quiet, settle down." And the wind ran out of breath. The sea became smooth as glass. And Jesus reprimanded the disciples, "Why are you such cowards? Don't you have any faith at all?" And they were in absolute awe, staggered. "Who is this anyway?" they asked. "Wind and sea at his beck and call?" May God give us understanding of his holy word, and let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. This is one of my favorite passages for so many reasons. A lot of times when we're looking at Scripture and we're considering, you know, whether we take it literally, whether we take it as a metaphor, for me, as I read this passage over and over through the years, each time it sort of speaks to me in new ways. Not just knowing that we worship a God who can calm the seas, the very wind itself, but also that throughout the Scriptures, Jesus gave us so many ways to understand him and God and God's power in our lives. This morning, we had a lot of prayer requests, and a lot of folks are going through stormy times. And we know that storms can hit at any time. We can be going along and everything seems, you know, like it's going well, it's under control, and then out of nowhere. We take this morning, poor Jen, whose car broke down on her way to church. And Mom, who's expecting to greet her here, has to take off and run help her. Surprises occur all of the time. It can happen with jobs, can happen with health, can happen with finances. Can happen in 50 million ways. I keep thinking back to last year's Storm Irene and how even for that where we got advance notice and we tried to prepare, that we still couldn't really prepare for the storm that hit. Our lives are filled with storms, and that is a given. But as I look at this passage, it's interesting to me to see how it unfolds, how the story unfolds. We see the disciples and Jesus after a long, long day. Jesus has been teaching the crowds, and he suggests they go across to the other side. And so they get into the boat. They're not aware a storm is going to hit. They're there. Jesus is resting peacefully. He's sleeping after a long day. And then the storm hits. And it's interesting how the disciples, they wait and they wait, probably assuming that the storm is going to wake Jesus up and he'll have some ideas. But the storm gets worse and the boat is filling with water and they're in this what do we do now phase, which is even more surprising when you consider these are fishermen that are in this boat. These are people who know about being on the water. They know about rough seas. But still, they are panicked. And finally, in desperation, they call on him. How many times in our own lives do we kind of wait and wait for things to work out? And then, only then, in desperation, it's like, "God, help!" Isn't that kind of you and me? We go along, and the funny part is that there's also, it can be even kind of an annoyance that God didn't get it straightened out before we had to cry for help. Right? Did it ever occur to us that maybe God is just waiting for us to call? There's a part of me that wonders if Jesus was actually even really asleep, or if he was just resting and lying there, knowing that there was going to be a need, and just waiting for them to call. Sometimes it's the need to recognize who really is our God. And sometimes we're so busy doing our own thing that we need those storms to come into our lives to get our attention and to reconnect us with God in a deeper way and to help us to realize that that is the one who calms those storms and those things that happen in our lives, that we can't prevent them, but also that he is always a presence waiting for us to call. As we continue in this passage, it's also interesting to note that Jesus responded instantly. Now, sometimes in our lives, it doesn't feel like he's responding instantly. The other thing is that we always have our own ideas, right, of how he should respond. Now, if I was in that boat with them, I might not know exactly how Jesus would respond if I called to him. I don't think it would ever have occurred to me that Jesus would just simply say, "Be quiet, calm down," and that the storm would react in that way. I think that probably I would expect him as sort of the leader to take control and say, "Okay, guys, let's get this water bucketed out of here. Let's calm down. Let's, you know," but in very practical ways. And so this passage reminds me of how God is always answering, but never in the way we think. And usually we imagine some dynamic action, when often God's action is the reverse. Some of the different translations have it as peace, be still. Can you imagine God stepping into a situation like that and just simply saying, "Peace, be still"? Probably not. And yet, it calmed. It calmed. The third thing in this passage that leaps out is how fearful they were. They had seen God work so many different ways in their lives and in the lives of others. They had seen him doing miracles. They had seen so many things, and yet they were still afraid. In fact, some of the translations say that even after he calmed the water, there was still a kind of a fear. And a different kind of fear even of Jesus, because who was this guy? Who was this guy that he could just tell the wind and the sea to quiet down, and they did? What's going on? And his response to them, "Why are you afraid? Where's your faith?" And that's the sad thing about you and me and our faith, is that it seems that no matter how many times we see God work, No matter how many times we see amazing things happen because of God's activity in our lives and in the lives of others, that we still, in those times of crisis, can have fear, can have worries. This particular storm was a physical storm. It's a wonderful image. But the other thing that came to mind as I was meditating on this passage over the week is how often our storms are more on the inside than they are on the outside. In other words, it's not just a matter of what's going on in our lives, those difficult things, but it's how we're reacting. It's the emotions that they trigger inside us. Think about different things that happen in your life and what your instant reaction is. And it can be as simple as a car breaking down and you're stuck and you have that sense of panic. Or you hear about an illness in the family, or illness in yourself, or something job related, or someone who really pushes your buttons. All these things can be storms because of how we react, how we feel inside, in our own reactions. And in this passage, one of the things that really leapt out at me was Jesus' command of quiet, settle down. Or, as another translation puts it, peace, be still. And as I was thinking about it this week, even saying those words somehow give a sense of peace and stillness. Do they for you as well? As I was thinking of different things, it's been a stressful week, and somehow just even bringing those images of the things going on to mind, and being able to say in my mind, peace, be still, gave me a sense of peace in that moment. And I think it really can have an impact as we claim God's goodness in our lives, and as we claim that peace in our minds and in our hearts, as we claim that stillness. And I would like today for us to take just a moment just to visualize that for yourself. I want you to try an exercise with me. I want you just for a moment, close your eyes. I want you to think about something in your life right now that is driving you crazy, or that is very scary to you, or very painful to you, or very upsetting to you. I want you to think about that. And then I want you to repeat with me, peace, be still. Do you have that image in your mind? Say it with me. Peace, be still. Now I want you to think about somebody in your life who drives you crazy. You know that person, the one who just pushes your buttons. Okay, think about that person for just a minute. Somebody who may tempt you to kind of fly off the handle and lose it. You know who I'm talking about. Now think for just a moment. Now instead of flying off that handle, I want you to repeat with me. Say it with me. Peace, be still. Okay. Now one more time. Is there anything else in your mind and heart that's weighing you down, that you feel no control over, that you feel is a storm in your life that is robbing your peace, that is robbing your sense of well-being? Whatever that is, visualize it for a moment and then repeat with me. Peace, be still. Did that have any effect? I know as I was doing this week, it helped me to center. And I found myself exercising that as I was brought into stressful situations. I would just simply take a moment of peace. I would visualize Jesus upon those waters. I would visualize the storm. I would reach out to God in prayer, asking God to be present in it. And then I would say, as Jesus did, peace, be still. And I found that even though the outer circumstances may not have changed, that my heart and my own sense of well-being returned and was calmed. My friends, our God is with us. Whatever you may be going through, whatever lies ahead, we can know that the storms will continue to blow into our lives. But those storms will also blow out. And Jesus never abandons us in that for an instant. Know that. Claim it. Peace. Be still. Let us pray. Almighty God, we would love a simple life, devoid of storms, all peaceful and easy. But that's not the life we're in. Help us to claim your peace. Help us to grow in faith. Help us to set aside our fears and know that you are always with us. Always with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.